Bonsoir, monsieur.
Good evening, Mr. Lavallee, Chairman and Councillors, and Mayor Stewart. A few issues here. Broad strokes are wonderful. The plan concentrates on environmentalism and energy efficiency, as well as transit, public transit, as well as rail transit. So the Green Coalition applauds that very much so. Point number one, not necessarily concerning your plan, but there was a letter to the Gazette today by a very prominent professor of town planning at McGill, Raphael Fischler, who criticizes LRTs and says that buses are just as good. I would suggest that, just in very, very short words, that BRTs, or bus rapid transit, only attract about a third of the ridership that the modeling has been done by the U.S. Federal Transit Administration, and there are, versus rail, like LRT, which attracts between 34 to 43% more riders than the equivalent bus service. And there are two instances which I will cite here, where rail was supplanted by bus in 1967 in Philadelphia. The conversion of the Ardmore electric rail trolley to a busway, and that resulted in an immediate drop of 15% in ridership. And then today, only about a few hundred riders ride that service. So you can see that rail is much more attractive to motorists, as well as in the D.C. area, a busway called the Shirley Busway, which was built in the 1970s. And ridership peaked in the early 80s in the second energy crisis. And now it has, ever since then, suffered a sharp decline of day by a very prominent professor of town planning at McGill, Raphael Fischler, who criticizes LRTs and says that buses are just as good. I would suggest that, just in very, very short words, that BRTs, or bus rapid transit, only attract about a third of the ridership that the modeling has been done by the U.S. Federal Transit Administration. And there are, versus rail, like LRT, which attracts between 34 to 43% more riders than the equivalent bus service. And there are two instances which I will cite here, where rail was supplanted by bus in 1967 in Philadelphia. The conversion of the Ardmore electric rail trolley to a busway, and that resulted in an immediate drop of 15% in ridership. And then today, only about a few hundred riders ride that service. So you can see that rail is much more attractive to motorists, as well as in the D.C. area, a busway called the Shirley Busway, which was built in the 1970s. And ridership peaked in the early 80s in the second energy crisis. And now it has, ever since then, suffered a sharp decline of about 67%. So that's point number one. Point number two is Cavendish. Now, Green Coalition hasn't taken a...
Mr. Stern?
Yes.
I'm going to allow you to continue a little bit longer.
Okay,
but
sure.
I want you to realize that,
yes,
this evening,
absolutely,
is a questions for clarification,
absolutely,
on the presentation.
Okay.
So will you be coming to,
absolutely,
any questions of clarification?
Okay, yes. There's one extreme point that I'm coming to for clarification, but let me make my point,
okay,
with regards to Cavendish. It's been suggested that financing be done by taking away the property tax rebate from the railways. May I suggest that railways are much more environmentally friendly and you are much more energy efficient, and they must play on a level playing field, and that's why that property tax rebate was introduced. Now, my main point is the Donny Spur, and I'd like to present this article that was written in the West End Times. You certainly do talk about the Donny Spur, mainly as a possibility somewhere out at the end of your plan, but it certainly is not one of the priorities. Secondly, in Point Clear, Home Depot has built what we consider an obstruction, which blocks the line. And may we suggest that, as the Green Coalition, that we truly believe, and I think this has been excluded, that either the MTQ, the Ministry of Transport Quebec, and also the federal government, which has jurisdiction over rail lines, that they should consider rail lines as strategic assets to be preserved, to be used, as mass transit lines in the future, and therefore they should either be purchased or they should be declared as a conservation zone or a moratorium, officially done by law, and that's my suggestion.
Okay, is that a question or
and
is
I'd
that
also
a
like
comment?
Well, it's a suggestion and worthy of a response.
Okay, I'll take it as a question. Mr. Lavallee.
I'll try to answer rapidly to the last question. Downing Street, the position in the plan is very clear. We want to maintain the capacity of the antenna, but at the last council, we've been asked by some member of the Green Coalition about the future of the antenna and also about some project that are supposed that some people said that have been done to block the antenna. We are bringing together all the information, but as well as I'm informed today, I have to say that no such project have been done in Point Claire to block the antenna. So the capacity of the antenna is all there for the future. So I will make further investigation, but up to now, the information that I've been first reported last year after a certain number of questions done by Green Coalition are not founded on a reality. Maybe you are afraid to see such a project to be done, but it's not have been done, and it's as well as I'm informed, Point Cloud don't have the intention to block the antenna.
Well,
but,
that's.
But I suggest you also to ask question to the representative of Point Cloud.
We will do our own check,
but also they have the capacity
absolutely.
To give you the insurance that
Mr. Stern.
Yes.
I cannot start to allow for a discussion back and forth. If you have another question, I'll permit another question.
Okay, yes.
But
my question is for a discussion.
Yes.
Okay, my question is with regards to the Donny Spur and other rail lines like the CSX line on the South Shore and also the LaSalle Loop in LaSalle that loops around and connects with the Lachine Canal line. Especially in the LaSalle Loop, there have been blockages right near the Agronom Park. And LaSalle Loop, in fact, in the 20s and 30s, was used as a passenger rail line and interurban. And we are fearful of losing those lines. And I really think that there should be a policy, an official policy, to designate those lines as sacrosanct.
Thank you very much. I'll take that as a comment. If you'd like,
please,
you can deposit with our secretary,
Le Cherchiste.